It's music time in Africa. Hello, friends. This is Susan Moran, welcoming you again to Music Time in Africa, a program of popular and traditional African music, featuring some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. For today's program, I've selected some recordings from our Voice of America music library, and from time to time, we'll call on our Voice of America music man, Leo Sarkisian, to share with us some of the fine recordings from his own personal collection. It's Music Time in Africa. Today I have some interesting recordings from Nigeria, beginning with music from the Niger Delta area in eastern Nigeria, and I'll be including several selections from the Midwestern and Western regions of the country. Among the Igbo and Ibibio-speaking people who live in the Delta region and eastern Nigeria, there are probably more than 250 tribes, sub-tribes, and tribal groupings. And even though there are main regional divisions in classifying the various tribes, one could say that they are a single people, in the sense that they speak a number of related dialects. The folklore and traditional music are as richly varied as are the people themselves. In this first selection, recorded in the Rivers State in the Delta region, William Amadi and his group sing a traditional song in the Ekweri language with the musical accompaniment played on grated water pots and wooden clappers.
Oh, yeah.
That was music of the Ekwere in the eastern region of Nigeria, played by William Amadi and his group, with rhythm played on grated water pots. Another tribe belonging to the group of Igbo-speaking peoples in the east-central state of Nigeria is the Mbiri. This tribe is also known as Enwen, and belong to a sub-tribe grouping called Anike. The recording of Mbiri music, which I have here, was made in the Ogu region, and the song is by a group of Mbiri women, accompanied by gongs and rattles, played by the women themselves.
Bye.
Just north of the major town of Makurdi, in the plateau region of the Benue River, we find the Arago, who also belong to the large group of Igbo-speaking people in central Nigeria. The Arago speak their own dialect and have a large number of traditional dance songs performed by groups of both men and women. The usual accompaniment for their songs is simple hand clapping. The recording of Arago music, which I have here, was sent to us as a gift by the Nigerian Broadcasting Corporation in Lagos. From central Nigeria, now we travel west to visit the Woro, who live in Lagos State. The Woro are part of the Yoruba-speaking people, and like the Yoruba, are very artistic and musical. A variety of musical instruments are used in singing groups, and probably the most popular instrument is the agidigbo. The Akidigbo is the Mbira hand piano family of African instruments and is usually a rectangular wooden sound box with several metal strips attached to the face of the instrument. It's played by striking the metal notes with the fingers and is often used as accompaniment with the other musical instruments. In this recording of Woral Music, also sent to us by the Nigerian Broadcasting Corporation in Lagos, the music begins with a gangan talking drum. The drum is soon joined in accompaniment with the agidigbo and a variety of metal gongs.
Thank you.
wind up today's program of Music from Nigeria, I've chosen music from the Midwestern state of the country. The music is a type known as Ijiwala music of the Iulaha tribe, and the performing group in the recording is led by Ideho. His musicians play drums, metal gongs, and the ubwaka, which is actually the adigbo, which I've already described, ubwaka being only the local name for the instrument.
Hi,
Well, friends, our time has run out, but I hope you've enjoyed listening to Music Time in Africa. Now, this is Susan Moran saying goodbye and inviting you to join me next time for more traditional and popular African music on Music Time in Africa.
Now, this listening reminder from the Voice of America's Africa Service. Be sure to tune in African Panorama weekdays over most of these same frequencies for the latest world and African news. You'll also hear in-depth reports on African news developments direct from our correspondents on that continent, as well as from those around the world. You can hear African Panorama twice daily at 16 and 19 hours Greenwich Mean Time on frequencies in the 11, 13, 16, 19, 41, 49, and 75 meter bands shortwave. And now until next time, this is Bill Castle in Washington saying so long for Music Time in Africa.